Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, even according to the custom or according to the law in certain places that it is forbidden to work on Erev Pesach, any malacha, any form of work which one began to do before the 14th of Nisan, before the day of Erev Pesach, he is permitted to finish that work on the morning of Erev Pesach, since he already began before Erev Pesach. And the Gemara explains this is only permitted if the form of work which one is doing is for the sake of Yom Tov, if it's for the need of Pesach itself, and you already started it before Erev Pesach, then you are permitted to finish it on Erev Pesach. But one is not allowed to begin the task at the beginning on Erev Pesach. Even if he is able to complete that task before Erev Pesach, and even if he's able to finish it before midday on Erev Pesach, and even if it's for the sake of the Yom Tov itself, nevertheless it is forbidden in those places to begin that form of work on Erev Pesach itself. V'chachom say that there are three exceptions to this rule. And the reason for these three exceptions are that these forms of work are considered more lenient since there was more need for these forms of work, especially around the Yom Tov season, and in fact, even on Chol HaMoed, the days in the middle of Pesach, which are in many ways considered to be exactly like a Yom Tov, and so most forms of work are forbidden on Chol HaMoed, the following three things are permitted on Chol HaMoed sometimes. And so because we see that there are leniencies when it comes to these forms of work, so on Erev Pesach it is also permitted. Sholosh Amonios, three trades, three crafts, Oisim Alocha Ba'Erev Pesach Matchatzois, those craftsmen can perform their work on Erev Pesach up until midday, even in a place where the custom is to prohibit it. They're even allowed to start that malacha on Erev Pesach. Le'elohein, and the following are those three, Hachayotim, tailors who sew things, Hasaparim, barbers, Vahakovsim, and people who wash clothes. Since there are certain leniencies which apply even on Chol HaMoed itself, so it's certainly permitted on Erev Pesach up until midday. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda says there's one more, Afharatz Onim, even shoemakers, since again this was especially important for the need of the Yom Tov. On Chol HaMoed it was permitted for shoemakers to repair people's shoes, and this was very much needed for the Yom Tov because everybody came up to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, so they did a lot of walking. And since it's permitted on Chol HaMoed, it is also permitted on Erev Pesach.